From the Simply Sense Candle Company studios at simplysensebyshan.com, here's what's coming up right now on the We Game podcast.
Here's my interview with Ms. Sharicia Curtis and Mr. Tony Grant of the stage play Soul Purpose. Listen as we talk about how all of our spirituality aligns. So get ready and let's game.
It's time to grow, align, manifest, and evolve. Are you ready to game? This is the We Game podcast.
Grateful to have you all on the show to talk about Soul Purpose, because the title alone speaks volumes to me in my journey and what I'm going through. So I'm really, really grateful that you came to talk about the stage play. I know it's going to be great. I'm excited.
Just
to talk about. I'm excited to see what's going on, and I love Miss Kathy Taylor.
She's awesome.
Yes, sir.
Yes. So
she is amazing.
Super amazing.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. So beautiful.
Yeah, she is.
Yes.
Yeah, I know a little bit about I've done a few plays here and there, and got a couple. I'm good friends with Rhonda and Sean McLemore. Rest in peace. But so I know.
Oh, that was my buddy.
Yeah, Sean was a good guy, and Rhonda. You know, Houston, you know, it's some singers.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah. I reached out to Rhonda to let her know that I was doing this today. Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. I'd love to talk to her, man.
So, you know, Houston, small knit. So when you're talking about a play like Soul Purpose, you know, I reached out to all of my brothers. I cooked gumbo for them, you know, Rhonda. I know all the musicians. So this is my type of, this right up my alley.
Oh my gosh, that is so awesome. And you know, I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because Soul Purpose and the tagline behind that is because every soul has a purpose.
Absolutely.
And that's what it's about, regardless of your color, you know, your gender, your age, because it's never too late. As long as you are here between those dashes, right?
That's
you
right.
know that your soul has a purpose.
Absolutely.
Every soul.
Absolutely. So how did it come about? Just give me a little background on how do we get to this today? How do we get to Soul Purpose, and how did you enjoy doing it, Mr. Grant, working in Houston, coming down here with the Houston people, and you know, being out here and practicing and rehearsing? I know you got a busy schedule, so I know you had to be here at the same time.
Yeah, I got to do a lot of juggling, brother. I'm actually excited about this play, Soul Purpose, because again, the title alone is, it's so catchy. And I did a film a while back called Soul Damage.
Okay.
That was very, very interesting. And when Miss Sharicia came to me with this play, it took me to that. And that film really touched a lot of areas that, you know, we don't talk about in the Black community or in the Black church that we try to steer away from. But I think this play kind of taps into some of those things that we need to discuss. We need to sit down at a round table. I was just on a call the other day with some brothers, and we were talking about old school versus new school. And as these brothers were talking, I looked around and I was like, wait a minute, all y'all Negroes is old. So y'all can't talk to the new school cats. We need to get some youngsters in here and hear them and understand what they're saying.
You can't perceive for them. I'm gonna proceed for a woman and I'm a man.
Right. And I'm a man. There you go.
It's the same thing, but everybody don't get it.
Right. So, you know, we all made a pledge to get some young brothers on there and hear them. And one of the biggest things that we run into with younger people is y'all old cats don't listen. Well, we did it to our parents. Y'all don't listen. Y'all don't know what we're talking about. So when it comes to Soul Purpose, we have to listen in order to even be able to define what that means.
Right.
What does the soul purpose, what is it saying? Ooh. What it's saying is our ways are not God's ways. His what he does is not what we do, but we put God in a box. And then we have to open up that box and try to understand that you know, obedience is better than sacrifice. And if we just listen to the voice of God, we will understand what our sole purpose is. And guess what? My sole purpose is not the same as yours, because he's going to take me down a different road than he takes you. I got different experiences than you may have, but somebody on this earth has your experience.
Yeah.
And God will guide them. Either he guide them to you or he'll guide you to them. So I think that when it comes to this play, what it talks about and how it defines what we're supposed to do and what we're supposed to be, that's something that's, that God can only share with you. He can only share you what your sole purpose is individually.
And it's
so unique. It's amazing. But we get into this system. We get into this trend or this, I'm going to say trend. We get into this trend of what we think God is and what we think church is and what we think, how people ought to act, how people ought to talk, and how people ought to do these things. But then you got, you become, exactly. Uh-huh. You become a trend follower and not a trend setter.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so
it's interesting. So the sole purpose was, it spoke to me earlier this year. I recorded one of the titles of my show is Undeniable Purpose. And it's my belief that whether you choose to be obedient, as you would say, I like to say transitioning. We always in transition, but it's
right.
To be in transition or not will be the difference. But you're gonna serve your purpose, because that's how intentional that the higher power God is.
Yeah.
God,
so that's right.
That you're gonna play your part. Now, how you choose to live and plan that part, will you will get results. You will yield results.
That's right.
Purpose.
Yeah.
Now,
that's right.
You will only be sacrificing when you choose to be.
No way.
I always say disobedient, following trends.
No. You're right.
Whichever case. Right. But I want to keep it broad.
And keep it real.
Who you are, what you believe in.
That's right.
At the end of the day, it's not for us to argue about it or to debate it. It's for us to know that our faith and strengthen our faith muscle and walk in that faith, and walk in our purpose
and
walk together. We walk.
That's right.
Together.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
exactly. All right. I'm about to.
Iron sharpens iron.
Yeah, I'm gonna mess your head up with this. All right. I'm about to give you something, but I'm gonna make you think.
Okay.
Because I just had this conversation the other day about purpose with my own mother.
Okay.
And my question was, do you think Judas is in heaven or hell?
Woo.
So you want my honest you want my honest opinion? My honest
come on,
answer?
Doc. Opinion, come on.
My honest
on.
Answer. I don't think about whether Judas is in heaven or hell or not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think about it further than the story that was told. And I gather what I got from that, and I just do what I'm supposed to do for my life. And I'm not worried or concerned about what Judas is, more so than I'm concerned about living in my purpose.
I got you. Now watch this. In answering that question, there's something we have to think about, and that is, did Judas serve his purpose? If there was no Judas, there's no Jesus.
There'll be no Jesus. No salvation.
You dig? There's your dig? So that's Judas had a purpose.
Well, that's
Jesus told. Undeniable. There you go. There you
that's,
go.
That's exactly where I started. We're back in.
Yes, sir.
So you ain't messed my head up, and you ain't made me think. I made you come back around the curve, but that's all good.
Obviously, he had a purpose. But when you think about it, Judas also had a choice.
Okay.
Yeah, but he had a choice before he left this. Before he left this world, he had a choice.
So are you saying, Brother Tony, if it hadn't been Judas, it would have been somebody else?
No, I'm saying that
betrayed Jesus.
Right, I'm saying that the fulfillment of Jesus would not have happened if Judas did not fulfill his purpose.
And so what I'm saying is, unless you got a right hand seat next to God, there's no way that you could tell me that Jesus wouldn't exist without Judas or by
Jesus. Now watch.
Because at the end of the day, the plan will be
fulfilled.
It's mapped out. It'll be fulfilled. So
now, watch this.
You play your part. Everything is hindsight.
Right. So it makes it fall under that umbrella of you don't know. Only you and God know what your purpose is.
Yeah.
Nobody else can tell you your purpose. That was the purpose of that conversation
period.
With me and my mother. I used Judas. I use Judas to prove a point.
You play devil
that is your,
a little bit. But
there
okay.
you go.
I like your, that. Your, that's a good play on words. He said devil's advocate. Judas, get it? Never mind. Okay,
you
I thought
that was you got it. For the devil, though.
Right, your
and
purpose. Because
you're gonna be thinking your about purpose. Where you at if you keep advocating and find where Judas at. You hear me?
No, no. Hey, you gotta know the devil. You gotta know him to beat him. You gotta know him to beat him. You yeah. can't just go off of a whim.
But when you're not, when
you gotta know what he's capable of.
That's true.
You're competing, you ain't gotta beat him. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gotta beat him. You know why you gotta beat him? You gotta beat him because you're fighting against him and your flesh. You fight against you. Your flesh is sin. So yeah. you gotta beat him. You gotta fight that Joker. And you got to fight against yourself.
But we cannot be victorious and beat him unless we have God.
Jesus, come on. You got to have it.
I mean, that's through his strength.
So, I'm going to wind this up.
I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Do you think that it's about beating anything more than it's about conquering the flesh and who you are? To accomplish and live in your purpose.
Well, I've already won. Bible tells me, don't wait till the battle's over. Shout now. I ain't got it. I'm done.
Won.
It's a done deal. I'm a done
ours.
Deal. It's okay. already mine. That's one. So
you ain't gotta worry about beating nobody. That's we're gonna
well,
get
well, let me change the words. Maybe I need to change the words.
All right, come on. I'm singing. Now you might take me around the block and sing with me.
Oh. Right. I'm gonna say defeating. I'm not gonna say beating.
Okay.
Defeating.
Defeating.
Let's use that word.
All right. Defeating. It is the difference.
So we wrestle not against flesh and blood, of course, but we wrestle against spiritual principalities in high
right.
places.
Right.
And then we fight against this thing called flesh.
Right.
That is the key for us. That's the biggest battle we have is ourselves,
right.
not somebody else. It's right. ourselves yeah. and being mm-hmm. being honest and being truthful to who we are, and then understanding. Understanding this one thing, the flesh don't forget.
Right.
It does not forget. Mm-hmm. The spirit wants to forget. Mm-hmm. So that battle's internal. That beating, yep. if you will, is internal.
You know, it's your intrapersonal relationship. You see, you have to, in my opinion, you know, just coming from how I do it, intentional spiritual growth. You have to approach it intentionally. You have to literally mm-hmm. be looking and hungry for and manifesting it by being intentional in it so that you can defeat, you know?
Uh-huh.
You
can, uh-huh.
And eventually you won't even realize you're defeating because you're just conquering and being victorious. So you're not even defeating anyone. Now you're just being. You're just being yeah. because-
it's who you are. It becomes who you are.
Right, because
and that is so true. And if you think about scripture, it does say, I mean, look at us. Now we're talking about, oh my God, you go from soul
it's
purpose.
Soul purpose.
I guess it kind of, it
purpose.
Is truly.
It all ties in.
But when you say, he says, renewing of your mind on a daily basis.
Daily.
Because we wake up with those memories on a daily basis.
Daily.
That's why it is important to study, to show thyself approved, to stay in the word. Because all those things that are coming at you, those fleshly things, the only way that you can fight it is truly with the word of our Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
Christ.
You
so
know,
that is the renewing of your mind on a daily basis because it's coming. It's going
to
come
yeah,
back.
My grandmother used to say this to me when I was growing up. She said, thank God for every experience that you have, good or bad, which right. goes right with the scripture is trusting the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways. Well, your
you
ways.
That's yeah, right.
Your ways are sinful. That's just us. It's just honest. So in all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. And what I've learned in my life, and my grandmother said this very, very intently. You can't talk about something you ain't been through
mm-hmm.
because you can't tell them how to get out.
Right.
You can't tell them from the heart and through the spirit how to get out of something that you've never been through. In other words, I can't go over here and talk to a homeless brother and I ain't never been homeless. I can listen to him. And so what that did was it caused my grandmother, as we were growing up, she never just kind of came out and said, this is what's wrong. This is what's right. Because I grew up at a time when, you know, churches were doing things like if you cut your hair or you're going to the movies, you're going to hell.
Right.
It's whatever Real they didn't want you to do.
Going to hell. Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to hell. If women came in uncovered, they're going to hell. So what my grandmother did do was she directed us and said, okay, this could lead to this. if you do this, but this could lead to that if you do that. Mm-hmm. And it puts you in a position to be able to, one, number one, pray, and number two, be able to make a decision without having to put the blame on somebody else. Mm-hmm. You take it upon yourself on what you know what was right was for you versus what somebody else is doing. Yes. So, and I'm grateful for that upbringing because it kept, that's why I've had the career that I've had, because I've seen some things and it has kept me open to the point where I understand that we are all people in this walk. We are just human beings and we're trying to make it the best way we know how. And sometimes people that grow up under poor circumstances, like I'm gonna say from the hood and things of that nature, you don't understand why that 12-year-old is out there on the corner selling drugs when his mama's in the house sick with cancer and can't get out of bed. Mm-hmm. Some people can't, but we don't understand that. We shun that. So I work today for LA Missions, and that's dealing with the homeless. And most of the people out there are young people. And the sad part is I've heard some of these stories and I just go, oh my God, Lord, what's the purpose in this though? Why are you allowing this? Why are you allowing LA to be the biggest homeless place across the country or in the world?
I want to interrupt you for just for a second.
Go ahead, brother.
I'm going to use this church verbiage. I want to testify. Okay.
Come on.
I'm being serious with you because I want to open Soul Purpose up for a broader audience than just the Black community. I want to talk to you on a level of wham. So me, I was raised in a church. However, I am not, I don't subscribe to the church, but I do subscribe to believing in a higher power. And I don't have the power, nor can I facilitate the proof or argument, because my faith is what I know. But what people believe, I have no control over that. I'm currently going through, I got chemo tomorrow morning. Second time going through cancer, I had a 15-year-old mother. I grew up in the hood, I'm the oldest of four, and I played football. I've had a lot of ups and downs, but the emotions, they come like waves. So you're always going to be going through something. But
of course.
I'm 40 years old. I'll be 41 next month. And because of my upbringing and the things that I have that were rooted in me, that are instilled in me, although I'm not a part of that faith, I don't subscribe like that. But the God in me, the higher power in me, meaning when you ask, why is God allowing this? Because in order for us to have this conversation, brother, there has to be a lot of different things to be allowed. Because if we were all on one accord, then the journey would be bleak.
That's right.
We would all be blind. But in order for us to see where we're going, we have to have people come from different walks of life, coming from different directions.
Absolutely.
The intersection of differences. And when you remove the judgment, and you don't have to prove that you know.
That's right.
Secure in your faith to know that you just know it's not about you.
Woo.
Then the question of why disappears, because you don't have to ask, as you would say, the master. You don't have to ask Jesus. You don't have to say why. You say thank you for the opportunity for you to go out there and testify and share and empathize and sympathize with it.
Empathize. Absolutely. That is so beautifully said when you said
very
empathize.
Nice.
And you think about the apostles, you think about the disciples, they came from different walks of life,
that
right?
Sure did.
And God used them all individually, but he also used them collectively to share the gospel, to spread the gospel, to share the good news. So you are absolutely right. Different walks of life, different backgrounds, but the fact that we all bring those things together for one voice is power.
That's correct.
Beautiful.
I love that. I absolutely.
I'm glad y'all allowed me to testify.
Come on, man. Soul purpose, bro.
Honestly, I wouldn't be living in my soul purpose if I didn't. And
there you go.
And it's sharing my story, being vulnerable enough to talk about my walk, where I've walked from, and where I'm walking to. Because see, it's like a telescope. I can see me. I know who I am. The faith. I know. I don't have to prove nor argue nor any of that because I know.
None of it.
You know.
Yeah.
Everything that has happened in my life, I don't question it because I did the best that I could at the point where I was. And so it's no good or bad. It's only experience. And because God is in the higher power, this is temporary.
There you go.
But my soul, my soul was there. Will travel and live on
infinity.
Over and over again. So this is an experience for the walking. So I've been put here to share and
for
to
be a purpose.
Soul purpose.
Reach their purpose.
And you know that was absolutely beautiful. And you know what? And when we talk about purpose, it is so beautiful that you are saying that you are going through chemo and that you're able to use this as a testimony.
There could
be somebody that is listening right now. And guess what? And it may be somebody that's not going through it, but it's going to be somebody that's going to go through it in some shape, form, or fashion at some point in their life. So the fact, and they will be able to reflect back on this conversation and say, hey, if he was able to get through it, I know that I can too. So what you shared with us, that could potentially save somebody's life. It will save somebody's life. Yeah. It's going to get people through something. So you continue to share that.
That's why I
love it.
I share it with a smile. Look at what God allowed me to look so good while I'm going through everything that I'm going through.
Woo! Yes, sir.
I got chemo tomorrow and I'm still here today to see and talk to Mr. Grant and Miss Miss Curtis.
We
talk about how we're fulfilling and not only living in, but fulfilling.
Fulfilling. And walking in our purpose. I'm so glad that you said that, Chris, because there was a time when in my life I really felt that I didn't have purpose. I mean, it was a very, very dark period, a dark time for me. And I said, and I was so busy just focused on what I was going through because things were so dire, the plight, I thought I would never, ever, ever get out of it. And that's when I couldn't focus on my purpose. When I started thinking about outside of that and knowing that God was going to get through, that purpose was revealed. And God said, your purpose is not just, you know, now. Your purpose is ongoing. It is forever. It is an action word, right? When you think it's a state of being. That's what purpose is.
Let me ask you this. Just when you got to that point where you realized it was kind of like your purpose had been sitting there chilling, waiting
like this.
And everything that you had went through to that point.
Yeah.
added texture and value.
All to the purpose.
So guess what? There are no regrets.
That's right. None. That's right.
That dark place you went to, you wouldn't
know what
life was if you didn't go to that place.
Well, and I think about this, had I not gone through those dark spaces and those dark places, soul purpose would never have been written.
That's the beauty. And that's why, to go back to the beginning of my, where I asked to interrupt, and that is why my problem.
Thank you. Hey, let me say this, man. I appreciate you, first of all, for sharing that testimony. And I appreciate that God took you through that to get you to this. I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
But one thing I believe in, God has, but again, that's purpose. I've been told since I was 5-6 years old, oh boy, you're going to preach. Because God anointed me in such a way at such a young age that I kept hearing it and I kept hearing it. So at 11 years old, God showed me a vision. I was on stage in front of thousands of people and I was ministering, but I was not behind the pulpit.
Yes, likewise, brother.
Wow.
You feel me?
I got goosebumps when you said that.
Are you serious?
I got goosebumps when you said that. So
yes.
Literally, we have something in common. I was raised by someone that was born September 15th, 1901. 1901 was the very first place I stayed as a child. My mother was 15 when she had me. And so I was around a lot of old people.
Me too.
My parents were slaves. And so I'm sure they prayed over me and still something for me. And today with my family, my cousins will tell me that I remind them of my great-grandfather, and he was always preaching. And you know, I see myself, and people say, you're going to be a preacher. Well, I'm preaching every day.
Every day.
I'm preaching because I'm testifying. You know, yeah. I'm not making a mockery out of it. I'm just telling you what I've been through. And guess what? I'm not trying to save you because that's not my job.
That's not your job.
You can't.
I'm just going to share with you and let you know that there's hope and there's faith.
Yeah.
It's all you got to do is put one foot
that's in right. another and receive
and
that. That's
and right. those same people, yeah. you know, I'm not a singer like Mr. Grant. You know, I ain't.
Not too many people so, are.
Right there. And I'm not even going to write. I'm a writer. I'm all of those things. We have these multi-faceted talents, all
Absolutely.
Of us.
And
you don't know which one it is, but you know it's something for you to do and somebody for you to help. It's beautiful that you've seen that and you're able to move in your purpose because through your singing, you touch so many people. Through your storytelling, you're going to touch
There you yes. Period. That's it. Yes. You better go ahead, Chris. You
still yes.
I'm gonna have a slide of in front of you, Chris.
Look, put a collection plate too, because now, and listen, I'm gonna just be honest. Everything that I'm doing is for my sole purpose, and that is for me to help my family, help myself, and I do it for the love and for the passion and the incentive. Yeah. The incentive that I have. I had a conversation with my partner earlier this week, and we're talking about incentive versus passion. And I don't really do it for the incentive, but the passion I have drives me. And the result could be incentive, but it's not incentive-based passion.
Right.
I'm supposed to be, because this is my
purpose. There you go.
And my value system will also define how the gratitude that I get from being able to just be here and share my story.
That's right. And it will happen. And it will definitely happen.
It's happening.
Oh, man, the Bible don't lie.
There you go. It doesn't.
The Bible doesn't lie when it says your gift will make room for you.
Absolutely.
And bring you before great men. That room is the financial side to have you so you can fulfill that purpose, to be able to move around.
Yeah.
To be able to take care of those things to fulfill the purpose that God has for you. I can testify to that, my brother. I'm a little country boy. I grew up on a farm and we didn't have a lot. I had plaid shirts, striped pants, and I wore Sunday shoes to school where everybody else was wearing tennis shoes. So, what we call them.
You wore church shoes.
I say Sunday school because that's where we spent most of our time.
Look, it was church shoes. And I got them proud too. You know what's so funny? I love to wear my. I used to get
church.
Different church. I thought I was
church
every day. I thought every day was a day to put on I wanted to button my shirt up all the way.
You were clean every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
I wore it to school and then had to come from school, change clothes, go get the water out the well, feed the pigs. Wow. We had the cast iron stove in the middle of the house and outhouse, all that. And then the Lord blessed and changed everything. And then the Lord took me from that and just now has taken me around the world twice. And I still continue to move. And I told God, this is not long ago. This is amazing, y'all. I told God, I said, Lord, okay, I know I ain't got that much time. I'm on the other side of 50. But I tell you what, I want to leave a legacy for my kids. Bam, Temptations came looking for me.
Wow. That's legacy.
Legacy.
That's super
legacy. That's decades of legacy. That's legacy. Like decades.
So
Otis had to come get you, dude.
Otis came and got me. Otis came, and Otis is the one that came and got me.
Otis came and got you? How about jumping out
Otis came and got me. So I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful to God, man, because I'm like you too, brother. That church thing, I mean, I go when I can. And I'm actually over the music department at my church, but that's not where I'm
still
to be.
Still serving.
Yeah, I'm not to be locked in behind those walls.
Right.
Because God gave me a sole purpose of so much bigger than those walls.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about this man often. I think about the centurion man that told Jesus, my child is sick. And if you just, Jesus said, take me to your house. He said, no. I'm not worthy of you to come to my house. He said, I'm a man of leadership. I tell somebody what to do. They do what I say do. But if you just speak the word, then my child shall be healed. I believe just like that.
Okay.
If you just take me where I'm supposed to
that's
be,
faith.
Then I'm going to do my part.
That's that faith walk. Yeah.
That's that faith. And God has just honored that. He's honored everything that he said that he would do. And he's blessed me in a way that sometimes it's so hard to explain. But when I get with young people and I start talking to them, I hear their heart. I let them say what they say. They got a language that I don't know. Right. They got a language, but by the time they're done, now we speak in the same language.
Right.
Because I let them talk. I let them express themselves. I let them be who they are. Because I know that purpose that God has for them is going to be even greater when I'm out of here, when I'm gone.
That's
they
right.
got greater
That's
things
right.
to do
That's
when
right.
I'm gone.
Yep.
And
yep.
they know, and God's going to show them what they have to deal
That's
with.
That's right. That's right.
That I didn't
right.
have to deal with. Because this internet thing, woo.
Oh, it's
internet thing. We didn't have this.
I'm gonna have to get you back on. That's a whole nother thing. We gonna talk about because the internet ain't got a soul, but we sure can talk about the purpose. With that being
yes,
said,
we
gonna have to wrap this up. I'm grateful. Oh. Soul purpose.
Yes.
Wortham Theater.
Wait, and guess what? It has been pushed because of the severity yes. of the COVID level. So it's been pushed. So we had to push it. The new dates are now March 5th and 6th. Same place, same time.
Grow, align, manifest, and evolve. Game. Show your support for the We Game podcast by donating to $AudioCash on the Cash App. Remember, you can listen to the We Game podcast anytime on all streaming platforms. The We Game podcast is part of a Grow production company.